We are on the Mighty 690K GJF Kyle High in studio with you. And today with us is Javon Hall from Coffeyville Community College. Okay, so it is a Monday, and it's Monday after a time change. So we were both discussing, we were struggling a little bit when we first
we were struggling last night.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What time is acceptable to go to bed?
Yeah.
On a time
change. Yeah, we were looking at the... You said you were looking at the clock. It was like, okay, time for bed. And you look, 6:30? Nope. Got to wait. So, but you definitely felt like it was later than that.
And there's no judgment for anyone who did go to bed at 6:30 last night.
No, no. I went to bed pretty early. Anyway, all right. Lots of things going on campus this week. Lots of different things going on, including spring enrollment is starting.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe that we're not even through the fall semester, but we are getting very close. And today opens up spring enrollment. So if you know of someone who would like to take some classes in the spring, then today is their opportunity to start visiting with advisors and figuring out what courses they want to take and get in line, because our classes fill up fast.
That's right. Get in early and make sure you get the class. That way you can get the class that you are interested in. Coming up tomorrow, another humanities concert.
You know, we love being able to offer the humanities program on our campus. It is a way community members can come in and listen to some great entertainment. This week we have a female artist who's coming in, and she's going to be singing songs from the Broadway. From Broadway shows, so it should be very entertaining. That is at 10:30 in the morning in Spencer Rounds Theater, and we hope that if you're not doing anything at 10:30 and you want to hear some good music, then come on down and join us on campus.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, if you're not doing anything, then head on down there, and again, it's free. So,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the best part about it. It's free. Get in and enjoy some entertainment. This week, we were talking also before we came on there, lots of basketball this week.
Oh, my gracious. I cannot even hold my excitement. If anyone is a friend with me on Facebook, then you know that I have been plugging basketball for about a week and a half now. So good news is that our men and women both played over the weekend to officially start the season. They're both 2-0, both won by 1 point on Saturday. The men won by a buzzer shot from midcourt, I believe. So it had to have been an exciting game. Sad that I missed that one over at Cali. But then we have tonight at home, our home opener is for the women. And they play at 7 p.m. in Nellis Hall. And then Wednesday night, both men and women will be in the field house. Women play at 5:30. Men play at 7:30. And that one is against NEO. And Coach Herkelman says that the NEO team, the men's team anyway, is going to be pretty good. So both games should be really exciting. And we hope that folks will come out and join us. And then this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Community State Bank will be hosting the classic for our men's basketball. And so lots of basketball going on this week. So it's a great time to be a Raven, and it's a great time to come out and watch some good basketball.
Absolutely. And if all that basketball is not enough for you, we also have the volleyball district being held at the same time this weekend.
I know. You know, our back-to-back national champs, volleyball Red Ravens, are hosting the conference on Saturday, and we are really excited for them. So I know we have several folks who have been following our basketball team. They're just so explosive on the court, and if you want to see some good volleyball, then come on out. And you will have to pay, because this is a district conference, so there will be some ticket prices to get into the games. And so just come on in and pay for your ticket and come watch some really good volleyball and help cheer on our Red Raven volleyball team to another national return. And wouldn't that be awesome if they had a three-peat?
Absolutely. And, hey, it's going to be packed Saturday down there, because you have basketball and volleyball going on at the same time. But, you know, that's what's great about Nellis Hall is that you have two separate arenas there. That way, two things can be held at the same time. So.
Absolutely. Parking will be a prime.
Yes.
So please make sure that you are utilizing all of the parking spaces that we have around there. You know, we have the parking there at the Student Union, and then also the parking at the gym. And so, yes, find a spot, come on over and enjoy some basketball and some volleyball. It's going to be a great week in Ravenland.
That, absolutely. Coming up is the Raven Holiday as well.
Oh, my goodness. Another great event that we absolutely love to host and for our community. If you have not been a part of Raven Holiday, it's basically just a way for us to give back. We turn our campus into a winter wonderland. There are lights everywhere. Santa is there. Kids can take their pictures with Santa. You can decorate cookies. You can play all kinds of games and get all kinds of prizes. It is a completely free event for the community. We usually average around 1,000 people on campus for that event. Every activity and athletic program, if they're not playing somewhere, they'll be on the square with a booth of some kind. I know we've got some new booth ideas this year, so Chris Adams and Chris Cameron are in charge of that event, and they do an amazing job every year getting that set up and ready to go. And then our lineman program, they help with the decorations and lights, and so it is just literally a winter wonderland that we encourage folks to come on out. It's from 5 o'clock till 8 p.m. And there's also a mini play. So Frosty the Snowman will be in the house.
Oh, very nice.
At Spencer Rounds Theater. And I believe there's going to be 3 performances. So come on out. It's a first come, first serve. And there's carriage rides. There's just a whole list of activities for folks to be able to come out and enjoy for free.
That sounds like that is going to be a lot of fun. Just a lot of things today. It's hard to believe we're already in winter already. So
I know.
This year has just kind of flown by. Coming up on November 21st, Junior Senior Day.
Junior Senior Day just keeps growing. We have a little over 200 students who come to campus on that day, and that is a great opportunity for any junior or senior who is considering community college, specifically Coffeyville Community College. They'll be able to hear from each and every one of our activities and athletic programs. They get a campus tour, they eat in the cafeteria, and then they have some time in the gym where everyone will be set up with a table or a booth, and they can visit and ask more questions, more direct questions of each individual program or activity. Band will play, cheer and dance will perform. It's just a great day. So if you are a junior or senior, you should have received a postcard in the mail inviting you to register online for that. You can go to coffeyville.edu and register online for that event, and we would love to have you on our campus for that day.
Basically getting to show off the campus to all the juniors and seniors. I went the community college route. I didn't go to Coffeyville because I'm originally from Oklahoma, but I went to Carl Albert State College, which is a two-year college in Oklahoma, and it was the best route for me, and I definitely enjoyed my 2 years there. So the community college route is a great way to go as well. Campus is closed, though, for Thanksgiving, I do believe, November 27th through 29th.
That's correct. We just wanted to start letting folks know in advance, put on your calendar, the 27th through the 29th, we will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. So, and to our students that may be listening or their parents that may be listening, there is a schedule on the website that talks about bus transportation if you need transportation to Tulsa International Airport. And then also be sure that you are checking the finals schedules, because we want to make sure that our students are there for their finals. So,
also, taking students to Tulsa International so they can, I guess, go back home for the Thanksgiving holiday?
That's correct.
That's awesome.
That's correct. It's a free service that we provide to our students. We'll take them down and pick them up.
That's awesome. That's incredible. I had not heard about that program, and that's really good for Coffeyville to be offering that. Also coming up is the interim session.
That's right. If you are, maybe you're attending a four-year right now and you just have a gen ed class that you want to knock out of the way, we do have our interim session. That starts December the 13th, and you can get online and check out what courses are available through that. They are online classes, but you can get online and find out what courses are available and see if there's something that we might be able to assist you with that you can knock out in between your fall and spring semester.
Yeah, get that out of the way quickly. That way you can concentrate on your major stuff while at school. But a ton of things going on at Coffeyville, especially with a lot of athletics this week. The Raven Holidays coming up pretty soon, and the Junior Senior Day coming up on the 21st, which it's hard to believe it's November. It's November 4th already. So So that will be here before you know it. So a lot of things going on. Yvonne, I thank you very much for coming in this week, and we'll see you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.